Let's go ahead and get on to the topic of today, which is producing films. So let's get right into it.
Let's nerd out and talk film.
When you're producing a film, a lot is to be taken into consideration, right? For people that have never made a film before to people that have made a million films in the past, in the present, and who will make some in the future, producing is one of those very important things that you want to pay attention to when it comes to making a short film or a feature film, a music video, a interview, anything that is in the video and filmmaking vein. So let's go ahead and talk about some of the key points that through my experience has allowed me to be better at producing projects, producing films, and things I learned along the way and things you should remember as we go through. What goes into producing a film? We're going to go ahead and start with number one is story. So anybody can put money into anything and anybody can grab any kind of camera and just go out and shoot something. But sadly, there's going to be an audience that just doesn't want to watch it because there's no story to it. Filmmaking is a storytelling medium, so you have to think about the story itself and what you are trying to capture with a camera or with audio if you wanted to do a radio drama or anything like that. But you have to have an amazing story and a story that makes sense and it gets you excited. If you just go out and randomly shoot things, while that is fun and you try to create from that, you still have to through point a story to make that story come to life, right? Next thing we got to do is assets. What do you have at your disposal, right? Like, do you have a location that somebody says they'll allow you to use? Do you have specific props that kind of will cater to what story you want to put together? Let's say you have an old abandoned house. You probably don't want to make a rom-com where two people fall in love over an abandoned house. Unless if you want to, as long as the story is good, then I would go for that. But let's say you found it in an abandoned house or somebody allows you to shoot in this abandoned house. Why not create a horror film? Why not create a thriller film? And if you have a magical prop that, let's say it's a monkey's paw, let's say it's a story about somebody breaking into an abandoned house and finding the monkey's paw and everything that ensues with that. Basically, find the assets that you have at your disposal, whether that be props, locations, talent, anything in that vein, and use that to your advantage. Write with what you can do, right? So if you're going to try to write a story about a car chase, but you don't have any cars, you can create a story, but there's really nothing you could do about producing that said film. So work within your means if you can, and then, you know, you might just create something even better the next time and have a little bit of extra to put into it, whether somebody gives you an extra prop, a vehicle, a location, anything in.